Thank you, and I thank APA for giving me the opportunity to present our research results. And I recognize my co-authors, Bruce Lastikow, Christine Stewart, and Daniel Harvey, who are also my script supervisor, thesis supervisor, faculties of University of California, Davis. The topic of my talk today is smoking-related heart disease mortality at age 18 to 44 years in a recent representative U.S. sample. I don't have any financial relationships to disclose. In the U.S., heart disease ranks the first among the leading causes of death. And in younger adults, particularly aged between 18 to 44, this can lead to high cost because this is the prime time of someone's life. Since 1968, the age-adjusted mortality from heart disease and ischemic heart disease in the United States has decreased steadily. But this decline of mortality during 1997 to 2002 were minimal among men who were younger than 45 years. And for women who were 34 to 45, the ischemic heart disease mortality rate actually increased by 1.3% per year during this time. Now, young heart disease patients are characterized by lower proportion of hypertension, lower proportion of diabetes mellitus, and lower proportion of lipid disorders, but higher proportion of heavier smoking compared to older patients. And that is why it's thought that the current smoking has the most important association in the ischemic heart disease event among young individuals. Based on this background, the objective of our current analysis was to estimate a smoking-attributable heart disease mortality in U.S. young adults. Our data for this analysis were pulled from 1997 to 2004 National Health Interview Survey, NHIS survey. NHIS is an annual cross-sectional survey that is representative of the civilian non-institutionalized U.S. population. During 1997 to 2004, NHIS surveyed approximately 31,000 adults per year. A linkage to the National Death Index provided us with the mortality follow-up data of these NHIS individuals through December 31, 2006. We restricted our analysis to individuals who were more than 18 years at the cohort entry, and who were not more than 44 years at the end of the follow-up, that is participants' age, or turning 45 years, or December 2006, whichever came first. And our final data set included 121,284 participants, and they accounted for 625,743 person years of follow-up. Our exposure variable was a smoking behavior of the participant categorized as current, past, and never, and the endpoint was heart disease mortality. According to 10th revision of ICD codes, all heart diseases and ischemic heart disease. We calculated personal time follow-ups from time of interview to the end of the follow-up, and we did Cox proportional hazard analysis to generate sex-specific hazard ratios of all heart disease and ischemic heart disease for current and past smokers compared to never smokers, and also current smokers compared to non-current smokers, where non-current smokers were never smokers plus past smokers. We combined never smokers and past smokers to get adequate cell counts for ischemic heart disease deaths for female. All our multivariate models were adjusted for age, race, body mass index, history of hypertension and diabetes mellitus, and leisure time physical activity. We did the adjustment for sample weights and design effect to produce national representative result, as NHIS is a complex multi-stage uses complex multi-stage sampling design. We calculated smoking attributable fraction using the standard formula by St. Walter, where here HSC represents the hazard ratios for current smoking. And this is a result which shows that the US adults aged 18 to 44, most of them were white, about 80% were from white race, and 10% had known hypertension, about 2% had known diabetes, but the prevalence of hypertension and diabetes was almost similar for men and women. About 29% of the male were current smokers, and about 25% of female were current smokers. Overall, in our sample, there were 101 deaths from all heart disease. Among that, 61 deaths were among male and 40 deaths among female. 56 deaths among current smokers, 12 among past smokers, and 33 deaths among never smokers. 50 deaths were from ischemic heart disease, and 51 deaths were from other heart diseases. This table shows the gender-specific hazard ratios for current smokers and past smokers compared to the never smokers. And we can see that the multivariate or adjusted hazard ratios we can see that the male current smokers had almost three times more risk, and the female current smokers had almost 4.4 times more risk of dying from all kind of heart disease than male and female never smokers. And male never smokers, current smokers, had 5.3 times more risk of ischemic heart disease mortality compared to male never smokers. We combined never smokers and past smokers to get non-current smokers to get the ischemic heart disease hazard ratios for female, and this is the table where hazard ratios for current smokers are shown with reference to non-current smokers. And as previous table, the risk for male-female all heart disease and the risk for male ischemic heart disease remains significant. And in addition, here we can see that female current smoker had almost 15 times more risk of dying from ischemic heart disease than female non-current smokers. Using these hazard ratios, we calculated a smoking attributable risk factor, attributable fraction, and this table shows the crude and multivariate smoking attributable fractions. For example, the crude attributable fraction for male ischemic heart disease was 0.54, which means that the mean estimate, this is the mean estimated proportion of dying from ischemic heart disease which is attributable to smoking among male ischemic heart disease, among male smokers. And this table also shows that the total mean estimate of death from total heart disease in US people aged 18 to 44 during 1997 to 2006 from all heart disease was 36,833 for male, among which 33,538 were ischemic heart disease. And for female, from all heart disease, the death were 15,381, among which 11,609 were from ischemic heart disease. The few limitations of our study, like we may have underestimated the risk because of misclassification bias, as we were not able to get the updated smoking status of the participants over time. Some may have quitted smoking and some may have started to smoke. And we had a small count of IHD mortality among female never smokers and past smokers. That's why we collapsed the never smoker and past smokers to get the IHD HR for females. And our confidence interval was little wide. And for the same reason, as we didn't have many deaths, we were not able to measure the dose-response relationship and see the association, for example, for lighter smokers versus heavy smokers. However, the magnitude of the risk of dying from all heart disease and ischemic heart disease for both male and female current smokers were very high and significant compared to the never smokers. And this very high risk and number of heart disease deaths from a smoking in working age adults actually justify various strong measures to reduce smoking. And we also didn't find any relationship between past smoking and death from heart disease or ischemic heart disease. So people should know about the benefit of quitting smoking at early age and encouraged to quit smoking at early age. And that concludes my talk, and thank you all for your attention.